Money and Mindfulness, written and read by Lisa Messenger.
Introduction. Before you speak, listen. Before you write, think. Before you spend, earn. Before you invest, investigate. Before you criticize, wait. Before you pray, forgive. Before you quit, try. Before you retire, save. Before you die, give. William A. Ward, author. I couldn't care less about money. You probably weren't expecting that opening line, but in all honesty, it's the truth. I couldn't care less about money for money's sake. I don't want or need big fancy things, nor have I ever craved a super duper overflowing bank account. But, and it's a very big but, I have discovered that money buys you freedom, choice, and more often than not, a platform to make a difference in the world. And with that in mind, I am now completely and unashamedly a convert. What would you do today if money were no object? I'm guessing, as you picked up this book, that it would be something different to your current situation, right? I thought so. At every event, every speaking gig, and every networking event that I go to, I always, without fail, meet at least one person who falls into a category that I call the but-ifs or the gunners. These are the people who have huge dreams, wonderful visions, extraordinary potential, and genuinely, with all their hearts, want to follow in the footsteps of entrepreneurs they admire. However, they are full of excuses about why it's not within their reach. I am unsure where to start. I wish I was confident like you, or this one, but it's okay for you. You probably come from a wealthy background. I always laugh when people say that. Jump back into a time machine to 14 years ago, when I began my first startup. Even the term shoestring was exaggerating my resources. My finances were more comparable to dental floss. I could have been a gunner quite easily, making every justification not to follow my purpose because I didn't, at that point, have the means available at all. Yet, 14 years on, I've had a dozen registered businesses across multiple industries, and my latest and most successful business venture, Collective Hub, includes a print magazine sold in more than 37 countries and over 3,500 newsagents in Australia alone. It has led to brand extensions, including products, books, and events. I now earn up to $10,000 per speaking gig. I still pinch myself, and about the same per consultancy meeting. I employ a staff of roughly 20 and team of over 70 freelance creatives, and my personal favourite, I have holidayed on Necker Island with Sir Richard Branson. But I'm not telling you all of that to be boastful. I know, it sounds a little that way, sorry. Rather to make you realise your own potential. You can do it if you want to. Because I achieved my business success with absolutely no outside investment or equity partners, other than some broad-minded thinking that led to sponsorship and advertising deals. At the time of writing, every cent channeled into this business has been my own. While I wasn't born into poverty, I certainly wasn't born into wealth. I'm not some heiress born on a yacht with a hefty inheritance fund, even though my dad is a yachtie. I wasn't born with wealthy connections and a paid-for penthouse to fall back on should things turn sour. Neither am I a mathematician. In fact, I failed accounting dismally at my first attempt at university. I had to break up with my accountant for 4 months when I launched the Collective and have certainly made my share of monetary mistakes, although none was fatal. But I truly believe that my naivety has worked to my advantage in a sense because I've had to follow my intuition, trust my gut, learn to think outside the norm, challenge the status quo, and find imaginative and unusual ways to build a castle from rubble.